back to the show. Back to the laughs. Is that a question mark or a period? I'm not really sure. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So we're talking about naming your house. You know, it seems like that's something wealthy people do. But how about, you know, just those of us who live in regular neighborhoods? You name your house? You ever named one? What was it? Good and creative? We want to hear. 280-1025. All right, Mark in Des Moines now. All right, Mark, what was it?
Well, it was my buddy's house. It was his first residence he lived in on his own. It was a 1970-ish mobile home. Had pink on the outside. So instead of Barbie's Dream Mansion, we named it the Dream Trailer.
Yeah. That seems right.
I like that.
That's a good, strong name. I like that a lot, Mark. All right. Very good. Thanks for the call. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Okay, Ann now in Norwalk. All right, Ann, what'd you call it?
So my husband and I refer to our house as the one-room schoolhouse. Because right now with distance learning, I'm homeschooling my youngest, and I've got distance learning going on with my kindergartner. And our kitchen has just been completely taken over with, you know, Play-Doh and markers and crayons. And, like, you know, I literally have one section of the table that's for eating and one section that's for school.
Yeah.
My kids, you know, they'll still, like, they'll bring a snack over to the table and they'll be, I'll have to be like, you know, don't eat the dry Play-Doh that's stuck on the table.
Right.
Like, you know,
and they'll... Right. Hop over to the other side of the table.
Ooh, what a fun game. Food or not.
Don't eat the dried Play-Doh. I love it. That's awesome. Thanks, Ann. Have a great day. Appreciate the call. Jessica in Des Moines. Okay, this was your mom that named it. What was going on, Jessica?
My dad had a two-car garage in the house when we were growing up, and he had it filled with all of his tools, and we'd go down there and tinker, and we couldn't park garage. Like our cars in there or anything. And my mom used to call it my dad's garage mahal. He's down in the garage mahal.
The garage mahal. That's brilliant.
I like
well
it.
Well done by
yes.
your mother. Very good. I like that. So it was her favorite place in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much, Jessica. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, Ryan now in Ankeny. All right, Ryan, what was the name?
And when I was in high school, my friends, they named my house the Lighthouse.
Oh, the Lighthouse.
Yeah, because my parents, like, my dad especially, never turned off a single light. If it went on, it stayed on. So the whole house, and we didn't have window coverings, you know, like the curtains and stuff. So you could see my house from a mile away. Like, every room in the place would be lit up.
I love there's no window coverings.
Window coverings makes the story, no doubt about
it. Just, hey, everybody, take a look at what we're doing in here.
Yes.
My dad did not care.
Wow. When you first said the lighthouse, I was like, ooh, you live on the water or something like that. But no. Just very, very bright house. Okay.
And just what? Very wasteful of electricity.
Yeah. I mean, and seriously, how did your dad escape all the other dads out there that's all we do is go around telling everyone to shut the lights off?
He's a freak. He still is.
He's a freak. All right, Ryan. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Hello. Good morning.
No subscription fee. No monthly dues. Star 102.5.